This is WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of WSFI Spotlight. I am your host, Bill Snyder, and joining me today is Mike Chuchera. He is a field agent for the Knights of Columbus in southeastern Wisconsin. So, first of all, thank you for joining us, Mike, here on WSFI Spotlight, and thank you for all that you do for the Catholic Church with the organization Knights of Columbus.
Great. I'm glad to be here.
So, Mike, tell us a little bit about your background and getting involved in the Knights of Columbus.
Well, my background from a career perspective is in the financial area. I worked with a number of large organizations in the finance areas. I'm a public accountant, and I received my license years ago and relocated to Racine, Wisconsin in the mid-80s, working for some large companies. I relocated to St. Lucie Parish area in Racine, Wisconsin. My daughters went to school there, and I became actively involved in St. Lucie's today, which is a growing, vibrant parish in our community. At St. Lucie's, I was asked to join a Catholic men's group, actually, and everything kind of just blossomed from there. I joined the Knights of Columbus. I ran some Catholic men's programs in our parish, and I just kind of felt the need to do more things with my Catholic faith as things went on in my career and in my life.
Beautiful. So how did you join the Knights of Columbus, and how did you become a field agent of the organization?
Well, as I became more involved in the Catholic Church and in my faith, I wanted to help the church and give back to the community. And I kept seeing in our parish bulletin a small ad for the Knights of Columbus, I guess the invitation to join. So I decided to do that. I didn't really know many people in the organization at that time, but I saw it as a place where I could volunteer my time and participate in the church and the community. And like so many other members of the Knights, my experience and my involvement in the organization kind of just blossomed from there. As I worked in the corporate world, I saw that the Knights of Columbus needed a field agent to support the local councils and the organization in general. And what a field agent does, basically, is help the councils in their membership growth, helps them in the activities they do in terms of charitable works and so on, and helps them become more visible to others in the parish and in the community. The Knights of Columbus also has a number of fraternal programs that each member is entitled to. So all these things I looked at, and I thought, that's really something I would like to do and help the organization with. So that's something I decided to do.
Excellent. And tell us a little bit about the Knights of Columbus. There's probably some people out there who haven't heard of the Knights of Columbus before and driving around in their cars. Tell us a little bit about what the Knights of Columbus is and what it does.
Well, the Knights of Columbus is a fraternal organization of Catholic men. It was created back in the late 1800s. And one of the problems at that time was the men were the primary breadwinners of the family. If anything happened to them at work or even personally, the family was left destitute. They had no means of financial support. So it was primarily started back in that time by a young priest. His name was Father Michael J. McGivney in the New Haven, Connecticut area on the East Coast to support families. Knights of Columbus is in a council structure with a group of men, and that's primarily in the parish and supporting the needs of the parish. But today, all these years later, the Knights of Columbus is a worldwide organization. It promotes the Catholic faith, it promotes its local councils, and promotes local community needs, as well as national needs. Currently, there are over 14,500 active councils in the Knights of Columbus. We're a worldwide organization, and we have over 1.8 million members, and we're growing and strong. We have a broader kind of consolidated structure that goes by the state level and then the national and international level. And this allows the Knights of Columbus both locally and nationally to respond to a lot of the needs of people in the community and that are facing a lot of challenges. Our headquarters are in New Haven, Connecticut, where the organization started. And we assist a number of groups nationally where needs exist. For example, I talk to a lot of members about our history, and I say, you know, when September 11th hit in New York, the Knights of Columbus, within a couple of weeks, pledged to donate over $1.4 million to beneficiaries of law enforcement, firefighters, military personnel that died that day. And that basically went to their families to help them. Didn't matter if they were Catholic, didn't matter if they were Knights of Columbus or not. in the past year with all the persecuted Christians you see in Iraq and Syria. The Knights of Columbus started a Christian Refugee Relief Fund. And our goal originally was to raise $1 million. Well, we've been overly successful raising more than $4 million to assist our brothers and sisters in Iraq and Syria. And even Pope Francis commented recently that he was profoundly grateful for the Knights that raised the public attention to this humanitarian cause. Another thing that people don't know about the Knights of Columbus, we were one of the instrumental forces that added the words "under God" to the Pledge of Allegiance. And recently that's been challenged by various groups, and the Knights of Columbus has been there to defend those words in the Pledge of Allegiance and keep them there. And through our local councils, with the state support that we get, we provide funding to a lot of different needy groups, the Special Olympics. We provide tuition and supplies for seminarians. We have a coats program called Coats for Kids, where we supply winter coats for needy children. We support the homeless, local food pantries, and pro-life activities. Our ultrasound program, I think now we're up to over 600 ultrasound machines that have been provided to local CareNet centers to help women and couples make informed decisions about pro-life activities. And the list of things we do in the Knights of Columbus, both locally and nationally, is always growing and goes on and on.
The Knights of Columbus sounds like a wonderful organization to join. Who can join the Knights, and what are the benefits of the Knights of Columbus?
Well, the Knights of Columbus is a Catholic men's fraternal organization. To join the Knights of Columbus, you normally join at a local level in a council in your area. You must be a Catholic man, 18 years and older, that's a practicing Catholic in union with the Holy See. And that means basically that you accept the teachings of the Catholic Church on matters of faith and live in accordance with the precepts of the Church and are in good standing with the Church. And there are a number of benefits to joining the organization. Number one, you're joining a band of brothers in your local area, in your council. And it's like a network of men in communities around the world that service God and our neighbor through the works of mercy, as well as growing in our faith, both locally and all the way up to the Holy Father in Rome. The Band of Brothers is really a great support group, and it helps to support one another with similar beliefs, values, and interests. I can tell you there's been a lot of instances in our council in particular where men have had issues they've had to overcome, like job loss or things like that, that they've really had to reach out to other members, and we've supported them. We've done fundraising for them. We had a gentleman once in one of our councils that he wasn't even a council member. He was walking down the street and was violently attacked and robbed, and he was left in not a good state, and he was the breadwinner of his family. We did a bucket brigade at various parishes around Racine and raised over $10,000 for that family. Mm. Put that money in trust, and now it's helping to support that family through these challenging times and the medical bills that they actually had to go through as well. The other thing you get when you're a Knights of Columbus member, you get over 20 fraternal benefits from the organization. These are free benefits that you receive as long as you're a member in good standing. And the types of benefits this includes are scholarship programs for your children or your family members going to college, accidental insurance, our monthly Columbia magazine. We have a lot of special additional benefits for military members or members that are in dangerous lines of work, like a policeman or firefighter. And there's also benefits and programs for your family. We also have a financial program. Our organization supports our members with life insurance and a host of other financial products that they may need. In fact, the Knights of Columbus is the largest Catholic fraternal organization in the world and has a very high financial rating from AM Best, actually the highest rating, and it's been rated like that for 40 straight years. In November of this past year, we surpassed $100 billion of life insurance outstanding for the first time in our history, and we continue to grow. So we're a growing, solid, international Catholic organization. The other nice thing about the Knights of Columbus when you join is you can put your Catholic faith in action. You can grow in your faith by participating in programs that support your parish. You can do evangelization efforts. You can do charitable works. There's things that we do defending marriage, family, and the culture of life. The organization really acts as a place for whatever time you have to donate your time to these efforts. And basically, the sky is the limit in what you can do. That's one of the reasons I joined. I wanted a place where I could spend my time, where I knew a group of men, or I would get to know a group of men, and I could participate when I had the time in doing things that I wanted to do.
I want to ask about the costs and the dues just quickly here. We have to take a break in a few minutes, but tell me a little bit about what does it cost for an average member to join?
Well, there are dues that are paid, and they average around $50 per year. A lot of councils are less than that. Some are a little higher. It basically depends on the size of the council and what the council's involved in and the makeup of the council, but they're very reasonable, and for what you get, it basically pays just to join for that reason alone.
Excellent. Well, you are listening to the voice of Mike Chuchura. He is a field agent for the Knights of Columbus in southeast Wisconsin. And we have to take a short break here on WSFI Spotlight. We're going to come back and continue our conversation about the Knights of Columbus, this wonderful Catholic men's organization. So stay tuned here on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. Right back after this.
Hello, I am Bishop Don Hying from the Diocese of Gary, Indiana. Catholic Radio has a remarkable reach into the minds and hearts of all sorts of people who may not be going to church, who may not have any other connection to learning about the faith. I know so many people have grown in the Catholic faith because they listen to Catholic Radio.
WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community. We only can do that with your financial support. Take a moment now to donate online at WSFIradio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. That's WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
Hello, I'm Joe Scheidler, host of Pro Life Today on WSFI Catholic Radio 88.5 FM. It's a half-hour conversation with leaders in the pro-life movement committed to protecting the most vulnerable among us. That's every Monday at 3:30 p.m. Or listen anytime by subscribing to our podcast. Visit WSFIradio.org for more information. That's Pro Life Today, every Monday at 3:30 p.m. only on WSFI Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Wes Riccio from the Holy Family Catholic Bookstore, wishing the fullness of God's blessings upon all those who will soon be receiving a sacrament for the first time. If you have a child, grandchild, or godchild being baptized, receiving their first Holy Communion, or being confirmed, remember that Holy Family has the area's largest selection of gifts, accessories, and supplies to make their special day more memorable. The Holy Family Catholic Bookstore is at 9249 Old Green Bay Road, Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. More information, including a virtual tour, is available on Facebook.
Welcome back to this episode of WSFI Spotlight. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. Today my guest is Mike Chuchura, a field agent for the Knights of Columbus in southeastern Wisconsin. Mike, thanks again for being here, and wanted to talk to you a little bit more about your role in the organization and what you do as a field agent.
Well, great. I'm a field agent. I work in southeastern Wisconsin. I live in Racine, Wisconsin, and I support 10 councils directly and over 800 members in the area. I meet with members, I support their councils. One of the primary things I do is just promote and get out into various activities in the parish. We try to sign up members and families for the fraternal benefits. We discuss how these benefits can be used and promote membership growth and service to the organization and the community. I can't tell you how many members that join or may have joined 20, 30 years ago don't know all the benefits of the organization and how they've changed. Have family members that could use some of the benefits. Like I mentioned earlier, there's a benefit covering police and firefighters if something happens to them in the line of duty. I've had members come up to me and tell me they've joined the Knights of Columbus just because of that reason. I also help our members' widows, family members, children's orphans of members of the organization in anything they might need. I'm a service person of the Knights of Columbus, but really my job is to look after our members. With younger members, I might help them in their financial planning or look be a second set of eyes to what they're doing. I help people figure out, can they save for college for their kids? How much do they need to save? How is their retirement plans going? With retired members, I may help them find a resource for services they might need. Oftentimes, some of our older members want to change their will, but they don't know who to turn to because their attorney's either retired, left town, so they want to get a reference. They don't want to look in the yellow pages. So because we network with so many different members, we learn a lot of things about what other families in the Knights of Columbus and in our organization are doing. And so we can link people together and say, why don't you talk to this member who's had a good experience and he might be able to invest, tell you where to invest or where to turn to for counsel in a certain issue that might be going on. I think the networking is a great benefit for what we do in the Knights of Columbus. Some people are out of work. Some college children of members that I've met can't find work. So because I meet so many members, I know people in different trades, and I can put them in the right direction for somebody who wants to look for something like that. So in summary, the Knights of Columbus is really a great networking organization for our members as well. There's people you know, they have the same principles and the same ideals as you, and it's a great place to turn for that type of advice.
Someone interested in joining the Knights might see a very active council, and they might say, boy, you got to be really committed to this. Are there meetings, events, and things that you must attend to stay in membership? And how does one fit into this? Already, they have busy work schedules and family and many other commitments in life. So how do they fit this in?
Well, I hear a lot of that from people when I'm at pancake breakfasts or things that we do in the parishes. And we ask people, are you a Knight of Columbus or would you like to join? And a lot of people say, I just don't have the time. We've got so many things going on. Some people with young families, it's a real struggle with all the activities that the kids are doing. But what I always tell them to do is just to think about joining and understand there's really no minimum commitment to the Knights of Columbus. There's no requirement to attend meetings. We do have monthly meetings normally in each council, but schedules are so busy that men that want to join or consider joining should just take a look at it. And normally what happens is once they start to look at it, they get involved naturally because it's something they want to do. They might be passionate about something. They might be very strong in pro-life activities, or they might know somebody that was affected by disability or something, so they want to support the Special Olympics. We have members that are very strong in their faith, and actually in some of our councils, a host, a group of members that actually deliver the Eucharist to various homebound people on a weekly or twice a week basis. So things like this and these types of stories that people hear about really motivate them to do things. And there's no minimum commitment to attend meetings or do certain events or put in certain time. It's really what you feel you need to do and what's inside of you. So that's kind of how each of us goes through this process. It's really not as though someone says, boy, I want to do this, and so I'm going to join the Knights of Columbus for that reason.
Mike, when people hear Knights of Columbus, they also see, as we've talked about and highlighted in so many different ways, the activities that the Knights promote, and they're good, solid Catholic activities. You mentioned pro-life just now, and I want to know what some of the success stories and active things that have been recently happening in the Knights that are uplifting the community and helping serve the community, because as you said, this is a service to the church. I mean, you're serving Holy Mother Church. So what are some of those specific success stories? And by the way, I mean, for our listeners, this is awesome because Mike is a field agent in the Wisconsin area of our listening area. So a lot of these events and things are happening right here in our local community, right within perfect driving distance. So do you want to maybe talk to us a little bit about some of those events and things and success stories?
Well, sure. I think I mentioned earlier the ultrasound initiative that we have. That's a national initiative of the Knights of Columbus. The way that works is local councils will do fundraising activities to raise a certain amount of funds to support an ultrasound machine in a CareNet center. We have CareNet centers in southeastern Wisconsin that are local to various abortion clinics and things like that to try to promote the fact that women can seek an alternative and look somewhere else for support. Recently, in the last couple of years, our Racine and Kenosha councils have raised enough money to support the funding of two ultrasound machines in the local area. So we've added ultrasound machines where they didn't exist before, and that's having a dramatic effect. I think the statistics are something like 80% of women who will actually see their child in an ultrasound will choose pro-life activities or pro-life. So that's been a success story that we talk about a lot. There's a lot of success stories actually in the councils that are in parishes. In Kenosha, out in Lake Geneva, in Racine, we see that in a lot of ways, these councils are the right arm of the church. These men are a group of men that the priest can go to if he needs help. In one of our Kenosha councils, and we have three in Kenosha, that council is instrumental in running a lot of the activities, like their festival. They have a St. Nicholas breakfast every year. They also are now doing a lot of painting work in the parish to fix up and reconstruct some of the meeting facilities. We have the same thing going on out in Union Grove, and we have it in Racine at one of our councils, where they actually work it outside in the spring to do kind of the spring cleanup activities around the parish, planting the flowers, putting down the mulch and things like that. So there's a lot of things that we do to support the parish specifically. We just had a 24-hour adoration, and we do that a lot at a lot of our council, parish-based councils as well, where the Knights of Columbus men are the group that go out and actually are there at the adoration, making sure that it's fully supported and there's people there 24 hours to be there at the parish and at the chapel. So there's a lot of good things that we can do, and it's really up to the parish priest if he needs something done. As an example, we just moved our food pantry, consolidated in Racine, to one area from two different areas that we were logistically having some issues with. He asked us to do that, and within a few weeks, the project was complete. So, as I said before, there's a lot of different things that we're asked to do, and we respond.
Mike, a lot of people also see Knights of Columbus at liturgies. They're present at liturgies, especially when the bishop is present. They're wearing capes, they're carrying swords, and these hats. Very, very distinctive of a Knight of Columbus. Can you tell us a little bit about their interaction with liturgies?
Yeah, sure. Well, what you're seeing there is our fourth degree honor guard, and that is the highest level that you can obtain in the Knights of Columbus. There are basically four degrees, and they stand for the following four principles: charity, unity, fraternity, and patriotism. And the patriotism degree, which is the fourth degree, you can actually graduate or you can become one of the honor guard. And that's where you see that headdress and the sword and the cape. It's the highest level in the Knights of Columbus. And we attend many events. You'll see it if you see the Pope's masses on television or various events. You'll see it, I think, just recently when the Pope visited the United States, we saw the Knights of Columbus there kind of in the procession coming out. It's a very high level. It's an area of respect. We defend the faith. It's a very sacred thing. So it's traditional, and people like tradition. A lot of things are changing in the world today, and when they see that traditional Knights of Columbus coming out, they feel an honor there, and it compels people to want to pay respect and join. So it's very ceremonial to these types of things. You also see kind of surrounding some of these things that I mentioned, like when you see the Christmas Mass on TV, you'll see that it's sponsored by the Knights of Columbus. We provide the Pope in general through a special trust fund we set up when the Pope John Paul was Pope back, now St. John Paul II, years ago, a special fund to fund activities that the Pope wants to do. So we support the faith in a lot of financial ways as well. When he traveled, he used to visit a number of areas of the world that were impoverished or needed additional financial support, and through our Vicarius Christi Fund, we started that with Pope John Paul II, and basically about $1.5 million a year goes to the Pope's special designated charities. So that's another way we kind of support the faith through the Pope and through the Vatican. So we're very proud of that and the way that it can lead to growth in the faith.
That's so great. And tell us a little bit about the getting involved in the organization, about joining. And how does one go about doing that? Obviously, personal recruitment. You may have been asked. Let's just talk to the people riding in the car right now. You may have been asked to become a Knight of Columbus and haven't responded to them. And maybe now you're hearing this going, oh, man, this is a great men's organization. I think I should join. And how does one go about doing that?
Well, there's a number of different ways. There's a lot of recruiting that goes on in the parishes. There's a lot of at the events and so on. We go to different parishes to talk about the nights, maybe during the break at Mass or after Mass. There's a lot of tapping on the shoulders. People ask. I think that's the primary way that we get new members, from tapping people on the shoulders. But if you're not comfortable with that, or that's not going on in your parish or in your local area, you can always go to the Knights of Columbus website. Our website is updated very frequently throughout the week, and it has an abundance of information about the organization and how to join. You can actually go in and type your zip code in there and find councils, and there are multiple councils in areas. There are not just one. Some are directly in the parish, some are more covering a number of parishes. But they talk about the activities, what's going on weekly in the organization. There's also a lot of material about the Vatican, our support of the Pope, our support of local parishes and things like that. So there's a lot of religious information as well, and educational information. We have a whole service called the Catholic Information Service that Knights of Columbus members are entitled to use. There's media, there's webcasts, there's books and materials, and a lot of our councils share that information, but that's one place you can go to get that information and find a council to join. Another great way to find out more about the Knights is just to ask around in your parish, or ask your parish priest or other Catholic men you know about the Knights of Columbus. We have a number of priests, deacons, and bishops that are members of the Knights of Columbus, and certainly they would gladly respond to any questions you have.
Mike, thank you so much for spending this quality time with us here to discuss the Knights of Columbus and really paint a great picture of all of the many things that the Knights of Columbus do and some of the great benefits. It is spiritually and temporally for people struggling or people celebrating their Catholic faith. So thank you so much for taking some time to explain that to us today.
Well, great. I really enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.
And lastly, I just want to ask you, is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Well, as I said, there's a lot of time commitments people have, and trying to join another organization is sometimes a tough decision. And I know for a lot of people I know that have joined, and myself in particular, you tend to think about it a lot before you make that commitment. But all I can say is the Knights of Columbus is a great organization. You're going to get a lot more out of it, and just learning about it, you're going to gain a lot of new friends and a lot of places to participate and really promote your faith and do some of the works that you may not know where to turn to do, and you don't know who to turn to. It's a real band of brothers. We support one another, and as I say, it's a great place to make new friends. So if you're looking for an organization like this, or you just want to make new friends, I would really ask you to consider joining the Knights of Columbus, because I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Excellent. Well, thank you again, Mike, for everything. We wish you the best of luck, and thank you for all your great service and work with the Knights of Columbus.
You're welcome. I really enjoy it.
This has been an episode of WSFI Spotlight. Until next time, from all of us here at WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, thank you so much for listening, and God bless you.
This has been WSFI Spotlight. For more information on this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org.
This is Father Joseph Mary Wolf from EWTN. Catholic radio is important because you reach people where they are. Often people may be traveling in their cars, they may be at home doing other things, and they can still be growing in their faith. They could be participating in prayers. That we have all of these stories of people who were touched by what they heard on the network. They came into the Catholic faith, and many other stories of how people's lives were changed for the better through Catholic radio.
WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community. We only can do that with your financial support. Take a moment now to donate online at wsfiradio.org, or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. That's WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
WSFI is on social media. Follow us on Twitter at WSFIFM. and like us on Facebook by searching for WSFI Catholic Radio.
Did you know you can listen to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio online? Visit WSFIRadio.org and click on Listen Live. That's WSFIRadio.org and Listen Live.